Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands together like this. Somebody shout hallelujah. Get a neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, I don't care what you're going through. It's going to be all right.
All right. Hallelujah. Make some noise. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. We give God glory, honor, and praise. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Good afternoon. God bless you, our listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we do not own the rights to any of the music, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, you, and you. That was Bishop Larry Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit. It's going to be all right. And so we know it's going to be all right because the Lord is good. He's kind. He's merciful. It is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's mercy. And so we thank God for another day in the land of the living. For I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Good afternoon again, listeners, and certainly thank you for sharing with us. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. In addition to Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. You can listen any time of day or night. Listen, connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we're on Instagram. And so all you have to do if you have Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr is go to the Global Gospel page, and certainly you click on the link, click on the embedded image, and it will bring you directly to each and every episode. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. For those of you that would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. So those are the ways that you can connect with us. You can also email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps there's a testimony that you want to share with us. Perhaps you're an artist, musician, writer, poet. Listen, you're a therapist, you're an entrepreneur, you're doing something great in God's kingdom, in the world, and certainly we want to hear from you, and certainly the world needs to hear from you because we need to be connected with one another because certainly we can do it better. United, we all stand. Divided, we fall. And so we thank God for this opportunity to share with our listeners. We want to shout out just a few of our sponsors today. Shout out to Grandma Etta's Quilting. Shout out to the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Shout out to Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, MPT Enterprise, Abyssinia. We thank God for you, you, and for you. We thank God for those of you that are listening in wherever you are, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan. Certainly, we thank God for you, you, and you, those that are in Canada, those that are in Jamaica, West Indies, those that are in Mexico, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay. Thank God for you. Thank God for South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Ivory Coast, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, those that are in Italy, Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, Hungary, Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Sweden, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Australia. Thank God for you, you and you, our brothers and sisters that are listening around the world. Listen, certainly it is because of you that we are here, and certainly we are grateful to God that he has afforded us this opportunity to stand and to declare what the Lord has done for each and every one of us. For those of you that perhaps have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is 2 Corinthians. That's right. I know if you've been here with us before, you should have committed it to heart, to memory by now. And our theme scripture is 2 Corinthians 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Surely today, the message is still the same, that Jesus is the reason for every season. He was, he is, and he is to come. Certainly the gospel is good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly we want you to know that, listen, God is here. He is here in the earth. He's where you are. He's where I am. He's everywhere at the same time. And certainly he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And then he came that we would have eternal life. And so the gospel is that Jesus Christ came, he lived, he shed his blood, he died for us, he died for our sins, he died for the sins of mankind, he went into the grave, but certainly he rose victoriously with all power in his hands, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And certainly we are joyful, we are grateful that God would do such a thing for us. And so if you're suicidal, if you're down and out, if you're oppressed, if you feel like giving up, know that God cares for you, that he sees all and he knows all, and certainly he is there for you. And certainly there's no reason to quit, no reason to throw in the towel, no reason to give up, because God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life, and certainly it does not yet appear what we shall be, because we know God has great things in store for us. And so we want you to keep on keeping on and be encouraged on today. Additionally, we want to thank God for those families that are listening in. Thank God for the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Luke family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Washington family, the Bradley family, the Brinson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Latham family, the Bowers family, the Cox family, the Fells family, the Robinson family, the Natale family, the Gross family, the Brown family, the James family. Listen, if I didn't call your name, we thank God for you as well. Leave us a comment, and certainly we will be delighted to add your name to the list of listeners. We are going to a break right now, but just remember, united, we all can stand. Stay tuned and be blessed. united we stand, together we can. Our New York Fellowship Choir. Again, we are back, listening audience, and certainly we want to share with you the gospel today. We want to share with you good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly that is always our endeavor. And so today's message, if you have read title, you know that the message today is coming from Daniel chapter 3. And certainly it is a familiar passage of scripture, Daniel chapter 3. And we are going to begin reading. Might be do quite a bit of reading today. We are going to begin at verse 14. And, you know, every now and then we do a lot of reading because reading is fundamental. Reading helps us understand the story, and it gives us the entire story. So Daniel chapter 3, verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that should deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that there should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. We're going to stop right there. We'll be back. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain. Stay tuned.
Even though I search with hope and determination, though often it turns to nothing but frustration, but when I kneel down to pray, seems like I can hear the small voice of Jesus. Oh, I seem to say,
steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God, our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day we have never seen before, God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs, and we thank you, God, that we're able to read your word and to study your word and declare your word. We pray that something is said today that will touch, heal, deliver, that will save and set free, that will encourage the hearts and the minds and the souls of your people. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son. We thank you. We praise you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you read the title for today, the title says Heat Wave. And our scripture of choice, Daniel 3:23, and those three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Recently, the country has been experiencing what is known as a heat wave. And a heat wave is caused, I'm not going to get into the technical terms, but it's caused by all the things that are going on in the atmosphere, the things in the air. It's what the sun is doing, what the weather pattern is doing, what the ocean is doing. It affects the temperature of the water. It affects the temperature of the ocean. And certainly everything is affected by the heat wave. Heat brings drought because there is many times no rain. And then sometimes it rains too much and it causes flooding because the ground cannot absorb all of that at one time. And certainly we've been experiencing forest fires due to heat and drought. The fire came all the way from Canada. It came all the way here in New York. It was all through the South. Spoke to someone in North Carolina. The fire came through North Carolina. There was a fire going on in New Jersey, and there's the fires going on out west. And certainly all across the world is experiencing heat wave. It's in Europe. It's everywhere. And certainly they said the other day on the news that since temperatures have been recording and heat has been, weather patterns have been recorded, this is the hottest on average that the earth has been. And so that, no, we know that global warming is real, and certainly we are dealing with some extreme weather conditions. And it seems like in life sometimes that our life goes through a heat wave. We go through a season with severe heat and fire. We go through a season of extremity. It seems like someone has turned the heat up on life. Someone has turned the heat up on our stress. Someone has turned the heat up on aggravation. They've turned the heat up on heartache and headache and poverty and abuse. And they turned the heat up on people's attitudes and people's indifferences and people's feelings. And the heat has been turned up in our homes. It's been turned up in our jobs. It's been turned up in our churches. It's been turned up in Congress and White House, in the White House, in the State House, in the Senate, in the town hall. The heat has been turned up. We are in a heat wave. And certainly it has never been, things haven't been as bad as now as they have, or worse now than they have been before. And certainly it's not that things haven't been bad before, just it's the intensity of it now. It seems like everything is coming us at us with just coming at us just one at a time, one after the other. It's like Job, the messengers keep coming with more and more bad news. And so that's why Matthew, I believe chapter 24 tells us that unless the Lord shorten the days, that the very elect of God will not be saved, because it's so intense with the false prophets and false doctrines and false Christ, and people are having their way in the name of religion and spirituality and God, and it has nothing to do with God or godliness or holiness, but are making it up as they go, and the heat has been turned up. But in the scripture that we have read for today, the book of Daniel, we start out Daniel. We read about Daniel, about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And certainly we find that the king was looking for well-favored men because of the children of Israel, because Israel had now found themselves in Babylonian captivity. They wanted children in whom was no blemish, but favored, well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had
ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And so in the midst of all of that, we find these young men. And certainly we know that the king tested them, and he tested their fairness and their accountability. But what the songwriter said, I believe that we could say this of these young men: they were steadfast and unmovable. Certainly they stood their ground. They did not go back on God or God's word. They did not change their commitment to God. They did not change their diet towards God. Certainly they said, made up their mind that they would not defile themselves with the king's meat. But they made up their mind, if God be for us, who can be against us? I will not take down. I will not bow down. And so the king made an image of gold, and he wanted Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego to bow to his image. And certainly they made a decree that, if you don't do what the king said, that there's going to be some consequences. But I came to declare to someone today that there may be some consequences for not listening to the king, but there's greater consequences for not listening to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So if you have to pick your kings, you should pick King Jesus. And so never mind what the world says, never mind what the world does. If God be for us, who can be against us? And so the king heated up the furnace of punishment 7 times hotter. It's all there. We read it. And certainly the flame and the heat was so intense that the ones that were working the furnace and setting the fire and making sure the king's orders were carried out, the fire, the flame, the heat wiped them out. You have to be careful in life not to do other people's dirty work, because you'll get caught in the flame, you'll get caught in the heat, you'll get caught in the fire, you'll get caught in the heat wave. Listen, it's dangerous being in a heat wave. They advise you during a heat wave to stay out of the heat and sun as much as possible because of the heat index, because of humidity. And listen, when trouble is around, it is best that you stay out of other people's trouble. You stay out of other people's fire. Don't build a fire for anybody else because that fire may just take you out. Don't get involved in other people's news and gossip. Don't get involved in evil doing and evil works and filthy lucre, because that fire, the person that sets it, that orchestrates it, they may be all right, but it might take you out. And certainly that is, Bible says, don't be partakers in other men's sins. And so that's very real here. They participated in the sins of the king, probably by obligation. It was their job or whatever. But listen, you got to know when you got to listen. The country singer said, as pertaining to cards, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. And certainly you got to know all these things in a heat wave. You've got to find yourself a safe place in the midst of the fire. And so they went into the fire, and we know the story. We read the story. They went into the fire, but certainly the king looked over. I don't know how he was able to see in the fire, but he was able to look into the fiery furnace and see that while Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he had placed them into the fiery furnace, and it was only 3 when they went in. But by the time the heat got going and Shadrach and Meshach were in there, all bound up and in their hosiery and all dressed up in their hats, he found out that it looked like someone else was in the fire. And certainly it was a strange occurrence, because I'm sure that he watched the 3 men go in, and I'm sure that he knew that no one else, there was no back door into the furnace. And so he found out that there was someone, he says, there's a fourth person in the fire. He said, Lord, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Listen, listen, that person that put you in the fire is going to see you loosed. They're going to see you free. They're going to see the hand of God on your life and in your life. Listen, for the Bible says, he that the Son set free is free indeed. And so those Hebrew boys, they already had a relationship with God. And because they had a relationship before they went into the fire, certainly the fire did not harm them. It did not singe them. It did not burn them. It did not take them out. Because why? God sent himself. He sent a messenger. He sent an angel. He sent an appearance of God showed up in the fire. And it's good to know today that in the midst of the heat wave, God will show up in your heat wave. Wherever the intensity is, wherever the pain is, God will show up in the midst of the fire. And so today, we give God glory. We give him honor. We give him praise because he's worthy to be praised. We know that whenever life heats up, whenever things get intense, that God is right there with us in the midst of the fire, that God is right there. He won't let anything hurt, harm, danger take us out. He sees all and he knows all, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. In the midst of a heat wave, make sure you don't change your worship. Don't change your praise. Don't change your position or attitude with the God of all flesh. And stand your ground and make up your mind, if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to serve the King because I serve the King of Kings.
I'm going to meet the King. If I perish, let me say, I'm going and meet the King. If I perish, let me perish. I'm going and meet the King. If I perish, oh, I'm
through hard trials and tribulations, I've been abused and misused. I've been abused and I've been misused, but I'm going and meet the King. Sometime up and sometime down, level to the crown. Lord, Lord, I sure wanna meet the King. Sometime I'm up and sometime down.
I'm going to meet the King. Again, you are listening to Global Gospel, and we have just about come to the close of the hour. And so we thank you for sharing with us in this hour. And certainly we are going to hear a little bit more music before we close out. Danielle Kelly, Conqueror, local artist, one of our guests here, Conqueror. Stay tuned.
So your character's tainted, your confidence bruised, your self-worth seems worthless, whole life story's bad news. The tears that you cried, failures after you tried, can't weigh you down. You're destined to rise. You're a winner, a champion, a soldier for Christ, a conqueror. You're a winner, a champion, a soldier for Christ, a conqueror.
Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors.
No one said it would be easy, never said you wouldn't cry. Still fighting battles, thinking no one's on your side. When you don't hear him speaking, just know that he's working on your behalf. And all for his glory. You're a winner, a champion, a soldier of Christ. Past hurts and anger, the sins that I've done, can't hold me back from who I've become. I'm the winner.
Whatever you've done, you have to realize now you are more than a conqueror. You're a winner. Nobody can put that on you anymore. God has delivered you. He has saved you. He has forgiven you. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
All right, all right. Danielle Kelly, conqueror. How many of you know that things are getting better? I know when those Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, they probably thought it wasn't getting better. God could have stopped them from going into the fire, but certainly God put them in the fire, but he brought them out. The Brown Boys, Better Days.
What the word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And you keep on reading, the word of God also says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Now come on, get excited about it. Your better days are coming. Yes.
I woke up this morning praying to you, Lord. I know that I'm not what I should be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. So many of now, not to leave, but always be around. Even though I'm going through some bad days, to you I pray for better days.
Joining Global Gospel in the middle of the heat wave, in the midst of the storms in your life, in the midst of the fiery furnace, know that, listen, God has a way of providing a way of escape for you. When you pass through the water, it will not overflow you. And when you go through the fire, it will not send you. And so we thank you again. Immediately following this episode, you can listen to it in entirety on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or right here on Block Talk Radio. Leave us a comment. Leave us a message on our social media page, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. Certainly like and share. And certainly join us every Saturday from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will share with you the gospel and the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Again, thank you for all our listeners, our sponsors, love and blessings to you. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us again, this privilege to share your word with your people. God, we pray that the word fell on good ground, that someone was uplifted and inspired, that someone was healed, delivered, saved, and set free, that someone is able to go out and be a conqueror, and not only just a conqueror, be more than a conqueror because of you, because of Christ Jesus. We thank you that we are made whole. We thank you that we're healed, for by your stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us, God, out of them all. And so, God, for every affliction, certainly we thank you for healing in advance. We thank you it is so, because we ask, believing that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us if we walk upright, God. As we go through life and through our several destinations and through our day, God, keep us covered with your blood. Stay the hand of the enemy. Bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. And loose your blessing, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing on our life. Let us prosper and be in health, even as our soul shall prosper. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you for this experience. Amen. The better benediction, P.J. Morton. God bless you.
I want you to take this with you. Don't get better.
Thank you. Yes and amen. Better, yeah, better. And he is not a man.